Welcome to the local Spotlight Show. I'm Mike Lorden. I'll be your host today. And with me today is another Mike, Mike Heitzik. How you doing today, Mike?
Great.
Great. Mike is a Vietnam vet.
And a Bronze Star recipient.
All right, Mike. Where were you born?
I was actually born in Alton, Illinois.
How old are you? What year were you born?
I was born in 1948. I'm 76 years old.
Okay. Okay. And who were your parents, and what do they do for a living?
My parents were Bernard and Eleanor Heitzik, and my dad was a farmer, all-around farmer, and my mom was a housekeeper.
Okay. And did you have any siblings?
Yes, I have five brothers and one sister.
Five brothers and one, and what were their names?
Pat Solis, and on down the line, me, and then Tom, Jerry, Kathy, Johnny, and Tony.
Did any of them serve in the military, too?
No.
Okay, just you. So you got drafted into the war. How did you feel about that?
Well, not good at first. It's just something. You had to go.
Just the law.
Yes.
How did your family feel about it, did they?
Well, I think they understood.
And I guess, what did you do for work before you?
I worked on the farm until graduation, and I got a job with the state of Illinois where they sent me to school for a crash course in engineering at the University of Illinois in Champaign. And after 3 months of the course, we were sent out to jobs to survey and inspect materials, construction on bridges and roads. And I did that for 36 and a half years.
Oh, wow. There you go. You went to basic. Where'd you go to basic training at?
I went to basic training at Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Leonard Wood,
Missouri.
And how was that experience?
Well, first month, it was kind of cool, but in April, it turned hot, and we was burning up, running, whatever.
Man.
All through the military training, man, it was hot. Hot and dusty.
Hot and dusty. Yeah, that doesn't sound like too much fun. Was there anything fun about...
I don't recall any fun.
Don't recall. Might have been. Don't remember. any instructors that stand out in your mind?
Oh, yeah. We had some... Well, I don't want to say mean, but... They was doing their job. I'll
gotcha.
Put it that way.
Well, I think we know the type.
Mm-hmm.
So after basic training, then what?
After basic training, they was sent me to Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and I was there at a artillery unit, and I was assigned to a motor pool unit where we took care of vehicles for the company there. After that, I was there until November, and that's when I went to Vietnam.
Okay. And how was the trip over to Vietnam? How'd you guys get over there?
I was lucky I got to go by airplane.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And it was a long flight. I think we stopped twice. I think we stopped in Alaska and then Japan.
Mm, okay.
Then we landed in Vietnam.
Okay. So where'd you end up stationed at in Vietnam?
I was stationed up at Camp Eagle near Hue, and on with the 101st Airborne Division, and union I was in was the 326 Engineers.
Okay. So what was your first experience landing over there? What sort of processes did you have to go through?
Okay, when we first landed off the plane, they took us to a barracks, and we had, I think it was a full 2 weeks of jungle training, I called it.
Jungle training, okay. So what did you guys have to do?
Well, they showed us a lot of movies, a lot of things we should be aware of when you're, especially if you're walking around the jungle or whatever. A lot of military training, a lot of firing of weapons and how they worked, and your basic military stuff.
So what was your role over there?
Well, I was in the staff unit 2, which is headquarters company, and they was in charge of intelligence and security for the unit, and we did a lot of inspecting some roads and bridges and a lot of reconnaissance work, I guess you'd call it more. And the basic job that our unit did was to build fire bases for the artillery. Mm-hmm. The infantry would secure the place where they wanted the fire base, which usually normally on a fairly good size hill or mound, and our unit would clear the top off, trees and brush and everything, and then the artillery would set up their howitzers on it.
What other things did you do over there work wise?
Oh, we had a lot of stuff we had to do around the camp. In fact, one time they had me driving a 5-ton truck. I didn't really understand why that happened, but they needed somebody and they picked me.
Oh boy, got voluntold.
That only lasted maybe a week or two.
Oh, gotcha.
But we had to maintain the roads there. Usually the CBs were there with us on the same camp, and they did a lot of stuff for us.
What's a CB?
Well, they're basically a construction company.
Oh, okay.
They built, when I first got there, we had these little tents with a wood floor in the bottom where that was our barracks. And later on, after I was there maybe 6 or 7 months, they closed in the sides and took away the tent and built tin roofs for us, which made it a lot more comfortable when you was at base camp.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely an upgrade. Yes. Help with the heat, I think. That'd definitely be better. Well, how about when you weren't working, what did you do? What did you do for fun?
Well, usually if the EM club was open, we'd go over there and drink beer until they've run out of our favorite kind.
Oh, man. Hopefully that took a while.
But after that, it didn't matter.
Yeah.
We had basketball court.
There you go.
Play football here and there, off and on.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, man, any other things from serving, being over there, as far as any extra memorable moments or?
One was we were building, our unit was building a airstrip in the Oshawa Valley.
Okay.
And that was a pretty critical area because it was close to Laos, and it was about, I don't know, it was west of our camp. It was quite a ways, I'd say 30 or 40 miles away from us. And we went out there, and they built the landing strip, and myself and a sergeant and two other guys, we had to take a Jeep out, and it was a muddy road. It was during the monsoon. Ooh. And we was pushing it halfway there. Anyway, man, we got to Camp Eagle and we got to stay overnight, and it rained all night.
Oh man.
that was the worst part. Anyway, got up, you soaking wet.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got to where the landing strip was, and the infantry had all secured around there, and the main thing was to land a plane there and see it take off, and that's all we really did. We accomplished an airstrip in a unknown valley. Well, not an unknown valley, a known valley, and it was quite the scene to see the plane land and take off.
Hey, if you're just joining, I'm here talking with Mike Heitzik, Vietnam vet and Bronze Star recipient.
Was that you're building these runways in the jungle, right? I guess they're pretty short. Yeah, I guess that would be pretty crazy watching people take off on those.
Yes, it was a short runway. It was a short strip, and you know, it's mainly to get supplies into the troops, the ground troops around there. And the other thing I had to do was to take a lot of helicopter rides.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them were fun, but most of them wasn't, so.
Oh, when you say they weren't fun, were you in combat zones?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He was kind of nervous. Never did take any fire on, but we was...
You were in it.
Yes.
So not too many fun helicopter rides, just a lot of scary ones, huh?
Yes.
And were you just going from place to place to build, I'm assuming, or to...
Well, to check to different fire base locations and stuff.
Popping around to them. And is there anything else memorable about serving, any particular jobs or, I don't know, people? No.
You meet different people.
Yeah.
Even from, you know, colonels and captains all the way down to privates. I mean, you meet a lot of different ones, and they was all good people. I mean, I never had no... trouble with anybody, but they was there to do the job, and we did it.
No funny business. Well, that's good.
Right.
Well, how about coming back? How long did you serve again?
Total time was 1 year and 8 months. I was. Beans, I went to Vietnam, and I was after my two years would have been up, and they let me go 4 months early because of that. They didn't they give you that time, and it was good that way. It was that way. You didn't have to come back to the States and go to another unit or whatever, and you was out.
It's kind of let you go.
Yes.
So, I guess. They just got done early. Is essentially.
Yeah. They just called an early out. I mean, I think it was anything 6 months or less. So, if you'd only serve 18 months, you know, which was, you know.
You did your time.
Yeah, you did it.
Okay. So. You come back on a nice long flight. I'm assuming you're just happy to get home, happy to get back. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, we landed in California. I don't know what air base it was, one of them. I don't remember. Anyway, They served my steak dinner, and out the door I went to catch a flight home. And I rode, got home, seemed like I got home in the evening, and family was there to get me, and got in the car, went home. No demonstrators or anything was around me.
Good. Yeah, gosh. How did service change you?
Well, I think it made me a better man. I appreciate this country more since I've been in a war zone.
Don't take it for granted. Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I might say something. Me and the wife, we do a lot of traveling and different countries and places in the States. And several times I have a veteran hat on.
Yeah.
And it was really strange. There was a lot of people that come up and shook my hand. Yeah. Went out of their way, and that really, really felt good.
Good. I love to hear that, and it's good to see people appreciate, you know, our vets and their sacrifices.
Yes.
And I guess is there anything you'd want, you know, non-veterans, just civilians, you'd want them to know about vets?
Well, like I said, if you see a veteran, know a person that's a veteran, or see a veteran with a hat on, or even think he's a veteran, shake his hand and say thank you.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, Mike. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?
You asked me, I belong to a couple different organizations. One is American Legion, 492 here in Jerseyville. And also a lifetime member at VFW in Alton.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also on the Honor Guard in Jerseyville, and also on the Honor Guard for the Tri-County Honor Guard organization. And then the last 6 months on our Honor Guard Jerseyville, we've lost 3 or 4 our members. And we would love to have young people to come in, veterans, to join our organization and to get on the Honor Guard and help us out. We would really appreciate that.
Okay, well, you hear that, young veterans out there? If you can lend a hand, they'd appreciate it. We are kind of running out of time here for this, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
Okay.
If you are a veteran, join these veteran organizations. They can. We're out here to help veterans and to see that they get taken care of is the main thing what the organizations do, and there's several around.
Okay, well, I hate to do it, Mike, but. I think we're going to wrap things up here. Thank you again for coming in. Thank you for your service. Appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate you having me.
Of course.